Samaritans Ireland says 2012 was one of its busiest years ever, with a 3% rise in the number of calls to its helpline. But concerns about the possibility of glamorising suicide, particularly among young people, were also discussed at the launch of its impact report. It comes after two young Donegal sisters, Erin and Shannon Gallagher, took their own lives in recent weeks. The Minister for Mental Health, Kathleen Lynch, criticised the coverage of suicide in some parts of the media and has called for stronger guidelines.
There is a code of conduct around the whole reporting issue. I think maybe we need to take a second look at it and start strengthening that as well. I understand perfectly that the media are interested in stories and sometimes the more sensational, the better it catches the attention of the public. But when you're talking about someone's life ending, no matter what age they are, it's a very sensitive issue. There are other people listening and we need to be very conscious of that.
The executive director of the Samaritan, Suzanne Costello, says contagion or copycat suicides pose a particular threat to young people because of a lack of understanding.
For someone who is lonely and isolated, this can sometimes seem as a sort of a rapid way to get recognition that they may feel that they want. But of course, it's a trail of devastation. And I think, again, inadvertently these things happen in media. We need to be extremely careful about giving accurate information, the facts, dealing with the facts of the issue, and not romanticising in any way and making this something that some people may in some cases aspire to or identify with.
The Samaritans will publish new guidelines in February, focusing on contagion or copycat suicides and how best to report on them.